I spent some time thinking about my grandmothers this week. One of my grandmother's birthdays was on Tuesday, and it got me thinking about these two women that have meant so much to me over the course of my life. And my grandmothers, they were table people. Now let me explain what I mean by that. My grandmothers, they lived in simple houses, one in South Pittsburgh and the other one just east of the city. And they were two houses that I spent a lot of my childhood in. And in both houses, there were tables, of course. But they were tables that served as much more than just a piece of furniture. At one house, there was a table that filled the whole kitchen when you came in the back door. And at the other house, it was a dining room table. And then in the summertime, it was a big picnic table on the back porch. And those tables was where life happened in those houses. When I look back through old photo albums and watch those silent Super 8 home movies that have been transferred onto DVD, time after time I see images of our family, three generations deep now, and they're always gathered around those tables. Birthday parties, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas Eve, Easter gatherings, not to mention the daily routines that we never took pictures of and never took movies of. Meals, conversations, homework sessions, card games, you name it. Everything happened around those tables. And there's nothing particularly striking about any of the tables. I mean, nobody was rushing to take them off to Antiques Roadshow to get them appraised. They were simple, modest tables, and in addition to that, they were covered with all of the dents and the scratches that come along with daily use year after year by a family and children and grandchildren and generations coming and going through the doors of those houses. Those tables were at the heart of our life together. They were at the heart of our family life. When you came into the house, there was always someone sitting at the table. And there was always an open place somewhere at that table, and there was always an invitation to come and sit down. There was always a place at the table waiting whenever you came through the door. And our history was created around those tables. Who we are as a family was formed around those tables. My grandmothers were table people. The reason I thought about that particular aspect of what I remember about my grandmothers as I prepared to gather this morning for Holy Trinity Sunday was because of something that I saw this week that has to do with the Holy Trinity. This is the day during the year when we celebrate the triune God, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there was a painting, an Orthodox icon actually. There was a Russian painter, a monk, and his name was Andrei Rublev. He lived in the 14th century, and he painted an icon depicting the Holy Trinity. And many consider it to be the most perfect Russian Orthodox icon ever painted, and among the greatest pieces of sacred art ever produced. And in the painting, and in the many others that it's inspired over the centuries, the Holy Trinity are depicted sitting around a table. And the way the image is arranged, it invites you to see a relationship happening within the Trinity, within God's own being. The three persons of God in relationship. Love shared around a table. And what's really striking is that there's an empty spot at the table. It's arranged so that there's an opening, that there's a space at the table for the person who's viewing the icon. There's a place at the table for you when you come. There's a place at the table for me. We are 700 years later in history today, and we surround ourselves with interactive images. We have high-definition digital 3D movies and photographs and video games, TVs. But the Russian Orthodox Church was already producing interactive icons centuries ago. Now, as Lutherans, we don't really incorporate icons into our tradition the way that that other Christians do. Although you don't have to look very far around this room to realize that we do appreciate images, whether they're painted on the wall or captured in stained glass or even projected on a screen. We may not incorporate icons into our faith community in the way that other Christians around the world do, but we are, as Lutherans, as this icon suggests, table people. We believe in a God who welcomes us to come and sit at the table. We believe and proclaim an invitation into the very heart of God. We proclaim a God who is relationship, a God who wants to be in relationship with you, in relationship with me, with us, and with the whole world. We proclaim a God that provides a place at the table. The whole idea of the Holy Trinity, this idea that one God is at the same time three persons, it can be enough to kind of make your head spin if you spend too much time with it. Contemplating the Holy Trinity can be a tremendously interesting and tremendously rewarding experience, while at the same time leaving you just a little bit confused as every new insight reveals yet another layer of mystery and intrigue. One of the simple basic truths, however, about God as Trinity that shines through all of that mystery and comes out of all of that contemplation is that God's nature is all about relationship. We hear it from the very beginning of the biblical story. As God's creation of everything is described in the first chapter of Genesis, right in the middle of it, God says, "Let us make humankind in our image." Us, our. The very first image of God that the Bible gives us reflects a conversation, reflects the Trinity in relationship. And then we hear Jesus, God in human skin, there in the final paragraph of the Gospel of Matthew, compelling us to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to baptize them in the name of that God who is relationship. Jesus sends us out to proclaim a God who wants to be in relationship with the world. At its very heart, this command that we call the Great Commission, is about being table people. At its very heart, the mission that we share as a congregation to know Christ and make Christ known is about being table people. Every time we approach the table, no matter where we are in our lives, no matter how we're feeling that day, whenever we walk through that door, no matter how strong or how fragile our faith is feeling, every time we come through the door and see the table, there's a place for us. We are table people because we have a table God. There's a spot at the table and it's open for you. Whatever is going on around that table, you're invited to it. You're welcomed to it. Whatever's going on around that table, you're expected to be a part of it. In the words of a wonderful old African-American spiritual, there's plenty good room. Just choose your seat and sit down. And it's when we sit down at the table, to that seat that's already there waiting for us, that's when we encounter the God who wants to be in relationship. Now, please don't hear all this talk about God's table and think that it's all only about Holy Communion. I mean, the radical and beautiful openness of God's table is meant to be reflected in this meal that we share here together, but that's only one of many ways that we become table people. As we gather around this table today, we're going to be sent out into the world. We'll be sent out with those words of the Great Commission still echoing in our soul. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. As people who have come to know Christ, we're sent out to make Christ known. Having found that we have a place at the table, we become God's people who extend the table. We create a place for the person who's looking in from the outside, for the person who happens through the door. We look up from the table and offer a place that's already there waiting. And we can do that here at the table of Holy Communion, and we need to. And we can do that here gathered as a community in worship, and we certainly need to do that. But God wants us to be table people every day. God didn't send Jesus into the world to teach us how to be good churchgoers. God didn't send Jesus into the world to teach us how to do religion right. God sent Jesus into the world to teach us how to be human beings, how to love one another, how to extend what God has given us every single day. God wants us to find that person who's looking in from the outside and extend to them a seat at whatever table it is that we found our place at. Table people open their tables to everyone who comes in the door. Table people make room in their lives for whoever happens upon them. You don't need a fancy table. You don't need a good-looking table. God invites you to extend whatever table you're sitting at. Table people encounter a God who is relationship. Table people are drawn into a relationship with God and then with one another around the table so that we can extend that same experience of love and of grace to the world around us. Table people know Christ and make Christ known. Table people experience and then share the love of God. Table people is what we are called to be, because being table people is at the heart of the good news of the gospel. Amen.